Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name.
The Now Network presents Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa Harris. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening. Bless you, Pastor. How are you all tonight?
Oh, blessed every night.
Amen. I come in agreement with you. Amen for that.
Amen. Have your way.
Amen. First of all, we give honor to the Spirit of Christ tonight, and we do give honor to Pastor Eve. We thank God for this mighty man of God giving the women an opportunity to come together and share the Word of God together. The Word of God is the iron sharpening iron, but we just want to thank God just for another blessed service tonight. We know God has been good to us. He has helped us up to this point in time, and we just praise God just for another opportunity to be able to come before the people of God to bring forth the word of God on tonight. Amen. We're going to be talking about faith on tonight. Amen. Going to have a quick prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before your presence on tonight. We thank you just for the opportunity right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to have your way even on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I ask you to move Lisa out of the way. Let the Spirit of God speak through me. I'm just a vessel that's been set aside to be used for you for your glory and honor. And Father God, we give you all praise, all glory, all honor belongs to you. And we want to thank you just for one more opportunity. So Father God, we bless you and we praise you and we magnify your name. We just want to thank you once again. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Amen. Tonight we're talking about faith, and you know the word of God says that we grow from faith to faith and from glory to glory tonight. Amen. And we know what Hebrews 11 and 1 is talking about faith. But the word of God says without faith, it is impossible to please God. And the word of God says faith coming by way of hearing, and hearing by what? By the word of God. Amen. And we know if faith comes and to increase us, amen, because faith is walking in faith, not having no doubt, and knowing that whatever God said, he's going to do it. But what did the word of God say? He gives every man a measure of faith. Tonight, we all should have different kind of faith, different kind of levels and guides, and we should not even be in the same place that we was in on last week. Amen. Let's go to the word of God tonight. We're going to start Hebrews 11 and 1. If a non-faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then we're going to skip over to verse 6. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please them. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a reward of them diligent seek him. Now, verse 6 says, but without faith, what he's saying tonight. God is saying, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. How can you have faith if you don't believe God? How can you have faith and believe God when there's doubt and there's fear? Amen. That does not work. If the word of God says, the just shall live by faith, either we're going to trust God, we're going to take God at his word. It's plain and simple. And he said, those that comment, that means what? C-O-M-E-T-H on the end of that one word, that means that we continue to come to God as many times that we have to. No one can tell us that you ain't got to keep going to God, but you got to keep going to God until, guess what, until your prayer has been answered. Amen. He said those that diligent, that means we continue to what? Seek God until what? He answered our prayer request. But if we have faith in God, he said you could speak to the mountain and command it to be what, uprooted and be removed. But you can't speak to no mountain if you don't have faith. Because faith coming by hearing by the word of God. The word of God says right here in Hebrews 11 and verse 1, it says without faith is what? It is impossible to please God. Now faith, meaning what? Tonight. Amen. September the 7th, 2017, right now at 8:09 p.m. That's faith. If God said it, I don't know about you all, but I believe what God says. I take God at his word. I'm a woman of God. That I live by faith, and I know what God says. I don't just live by faith, but I walk by faith. I don't go by what I see. I don't go by what I hear, but I go by what I know. Because God told me, he said, if you believe in me, all things are possible to those that believe. But without faith in God, you can't believe God for anything. Because you got to have faith and believe God. It don't matter what nobody say, what nobody told you. If God said it, that settled it. This has never been a time place for God. that we need to increase our faith to a whole new dimension in God. The word of God says the saints, if you are saints of God, he says the saints of God shall live by faith. So what he's saying, it's time for us to stretch our faith to a whole new dimension in God. We should be in places and levels in God. We should be in a whole new dimension in God by now, because this is 2017. The word several means completion, perfection, that God established us. So this is ever but a time that we have to live by faith. Look at all these tornadoes and things going on running about us. Amen. If you ain't got no faith in God, you will allow these circumstances to move you out of your place, and you would allow fear to grip your mind and your spirit and your heart. But if you know who your Jehovah Jireh is, if you know who your provider is, if you know God is covering you, we don't have to fear when tornadoes come. So we should be already praying for the different cities out there in Texas. We should be already praying for the people of God and sowing seeds and see what can we help, because it could have been us. But God has spread our lives so many times. Praise to God. Tonight, it's never been out of time. It's the order for you really walk in faith. You have to renew your mind. Renew your mind is transform my mind in the image of God. And I am a woman of God. If God says, Lisa, if you got faith in me, you first must trust me. You first must believe me. You got to take me at my word. And he said, everything is going down, but what? The word of God. We have to increase our faith. Faith is activate. How can you have faith if you have not activated the word of God, what God has called us? What is activate? It's simply in the natural realm. If we got a credit card, a debit card, what you got to do? You got either got to call that 1-800 number, or you go into the bank and you get you a simple PIN number. So the same thing is faith. Is simple to mean activate our faith. Turn it on. Put it to action. How are you ever going to know that you got faith in God if you don't never activate your faith? How are you going to walk by faith if you don't never even take God at his word? If God said, go to the car lot and lay hands on that car, he said, and I'm going to put faith of God up on your life. When you get there, he's going to be the mark that you want to put down on the cross and your payment. But if you don't have faith in God, first of all, how do you know it's God speaking to you? How do you know it's God or the devil? God speaks in a foul voice. And when God speaks to us, we don't have fear come up on us, because God says he has not given us a spirit of fear, but what? A love, a power, and a what? Sound mind. Tonight, faith is just believing God, just taking God at his word, firm. I'm set on the word of God. I don't care what nobody say. God said it. I believe it, and it settles it, and guess what? And I'm walking by faith. I might not have the money right now, but God said by this certain time, I'm going to have the money. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just continue to walk by faith. I'm going to continue to believe God. I'm going to continue to do what? Take God at his word. God is a man that cannot lie. That's why he said Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, we ain't seen the manifestation yet. But by my faith in God, I'm going to see the manifestation. Because I believe God. He said, the just shall live by faith. If he said it, guess what? God is a man that does not lie. Whatever God said he's going to do for us, he's going to do it. But the key thing tonight, how are you walking? Are you walking by faith? You walking by sight? Are you walking in fear? Are you walking in doubt? Because if you walking in doubt and fear, there's no way you got faith in God. Because he's saying in his words that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but a love, a power, and a sound mind. He said what? Cast out all fear. Fear is what? False evidence appear to be real. So the only reason why you got fear, because you have opened up your spirit and your mind and your heart, and you have allowed the spirit to come in and say, there's no way you're going to be able to get that house, that car. Because look, you ain't got no money. Your credit ain't good. But when that favor of God is born upon our life, we can walk into the dealership and say, no, I want that car, that showcase. And he going to ask questions, well, how much money you got to put down? How much your income? You got to say, I have favor on my life, and I'm walking in faith. God told me to come to this call out. He told me to come ask for this certain man, and this is what God said, and I'm going to take God at his word. When we learn how to really put our faith into action, again, if we activate our faith, we will see an awesome move of God. But to keep faith in mind, how are you walking? When the last time you activate your faith? When is the last time that you put God to his word? When you remind God of his word? When is the last time you said, I'm benefiting, I'm going to test my faith? See, we can stop and long to each other on the phone, on the prayer line, on the 9 line, that we got faith. But when it all comes down to it, really, do you really have faith? 1 Timothy 6:12, to fight the good fight of faith, with faith. What he said in 1 Timothy 6:12. Amen. 1 Corinthians 16:13, say, stand firm in faith. How can you stand firm in faith if you don't believe? If you got doubt, if you got fear, there is no way you have faith. Because faith does not come to cause us to have fear. Faith is when we're going through some things, when we don't see no way out. Come on, somebody. I learned the key thing is when I go through some things, I listen to the voice of God. If God is saying, Lisa, don't tell nobody what you're going through, I'm going to do that. Because he told me if I be willing and obedient, he said, what? I shall eat the good of the land. So one thing I have learned, certain things that we go through, thanks to God, we don't need to be quick telling everybody. We don't need to post everything on Facebook. Some things we need to go in secret and tell God. And then we need to wait and seek it for God to what? To manifest that for us, after our prayer. Tonight, what is your faith at in God on tonight? When the last time you activate your faith? When's the last time you move in faith? When's the last time that you walk in faith? When is the last time have you really, really, really took God at his word? Tonight, thanks to God, I just pray that the word of God had come to increase your faith tonight. I pray that it has come to motivate us from tonight. I pray that we are ready now to activate our faith. We are ready now to walk according to the word of God's faith. We are ready now to motivate ourselves tonight. Because what I say is impossible to please God. He said, you can't even come to me if you don't have faith. He said in the word of God, verse 6, said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So God said he got some reward for us in the earth realm. But how can you get the rewards if you have not activated your faith? If you have not moved in faith. So people say, I want to get to heaven, get my reward. But I don't know about you all. I'm down here in the earth realm. I want to be able to get some reward from the earth realm. So I can tell the people to God, this is what God blessed me with. Because I activate my faith. God told me to move. He told me to go there. And I did it immediately. See, we can't be stagnant at the promise of God. We can't be slow for this. When God say move, we need to move quickly. This has ever been a time, says to God, there's no time to be slow for this when it comes down to the kingdom of God. We should be about our Father's business and stuff. We should encourage people and build people. Everybody's faith is not where everybody's faith is. Throw us and we're putting on tests and hard trials and you fuck up against the wall. So our job is the one that we're going to walk by, what faith is, how to walk in faith. We sit down, teach them. Tell them our testimony. Tell them how God took us through and how God brought us out, because it was our faith that we had in God. We didn't have no other choice but to trust God. Tonight, I pray the word has blessed anyone tonight. If anybody got any special prayer requests, any comments, I'm going to open the lines at this time right now. So if it's not, you can dial one, make any comments. Anybody needs prayer requests, a petition, or anything that we want to pray for, touch and agree along the line of tonight. We are here for each other. If not, I'm turning back over to the hand of Pastor E.
Amen, amen. Come on, dial one and get involved with this conversation tonight. Minister, I'm giving people titles tonight. Wanda Gibson, welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Apostle Prophetess Lisa. Area code 323, last 42161.
That would be I.
Oh, Minister Carolyn, you and Wanda Gibson have so, you guys' numbers are so similar. You guys get me every time. Welcome, Minister Carolyn, to Women Speak Now.
Praise the Lord. I'm back, Pastor E. I just missed you guys so, so much. Oh, I feel like a part of my life is gone. When I wasn't on this program. Nonetheless, I was blessed by what the apostle was talking about. And faith, I know I have way more faith than a mustard seed. I know that God is my strong tower. He's my strength, and I've learned to just wait, on the Lord. And enjoy all the blessings that he has for me. But I also know that I have to play my part too. And I have to do what I know that I'm ordained to do and what I know what my purpose is. So tonight, basically, she asked if we had any prayer requests. I do. I have a very special prayer request. As you know, I do prison ministry. I go inside of prisons. And I reach people there. So I'm praying for financial blessings that I'll be able to make the trip to New Orleans. And there we will be going inside of Angola State Prison, Lafayette County Jail, and a couple of schools and different places where we can reach and teach. I'm going with a group of other ministers that are going. Also, I would like special prayers for these youngsters that are out there in the street. And it is very important to me that I ask the prayer warriors to help with this. I went to a funeral the other day where a young man was killed by something he done, some real stupid stuff. And just being there and watching the young kids and the throwing up the gang signs and it hurts me and it saddens me because I used to be that kid. But now I'm trying to do something different and to help them do something different. So I just want God to instruct me on what to do with these youth. I know that something has to be done, but right now I know much prayer, much power. So I'm asking for you all on the line to have my back with the prayer that for these youngsters, not just in L.A., but in Compton and Watson, all over the place.
And, our whole nation, actually.
Exactly.
You know, it's ironic you bring that up tonight because with all of the catastrophe and the disasters and the politics and the racial tension, we overlook what's still going on in our inner cities. Here in Compton, 10 have died in the last week. Los mm-hmm. Angeles, 30 have died. You look at mm-hmm. the whole county overall, down from San Bernardino all the way from the Inland Empire into the southern region. There's over 100 murders in a week's time if you put all that area together, and then
yes.
you just multiply that by every major city. and all the inner cities around it, murder is being overlooked at this time. So I'm glad you brought that up as we get ready to pray for that. And the prophetess speaks.
Thank you.
Prophetess Lisa?
I'm here.
Mm-hmm. She wanted you to pray with her.
Sure, I'll just wait and let you get through. Amen. We're going to touch her with favorite her finances and also that God will continue to give her the strength that she needs to go in and out this outreach ministry. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come together, but lift up this great, mighty woman of God right now. Father God, you heard her petition, her supplication. God, we pray that the finances will come in right now. We speak now from the north, south, east, and the west. And we command the money to come into this woman of God right now in the name of Jesus. You said, talking about faith is now faith. God, we believe you tonight in the name of Jesus. Whenever the next time she gets to travel down the highways, Father, we thank you, Father God, the money is coming in, Father God. We thank you through the evening, God. Hallelujah. Money orders to Walmart, the Walmart, money grain. We thank you, Father God, right now, God. You are blessed her in peace, Father God. Enlarge your territory. Enlarge your border,
yes.
Oh God.
Yes,
bless her even more,
awesome.
God. Give her more wisdom, more knowledge, more revelation, understanding, God. If she go out and do your work for you, God, you say we take care of you, God. You will take care of her right now, God. We trust and we agree for this woman of God. That God, that she shall have more than enough. Touch her now, God. Strengthen her body right now. We apply the blood over her tonight. We cover her now. We shield her, Father God. We thank you for the protection, God. Being around her, God. We command the angels to go in behead of her, God. And God, we get to make the way, clear the way, clear her path, God. Bless her even more, God. We thank you, Father God, for her fondness is coming in now. We believe it. We trust you. We take you at your word, Father God. Right now, we decree and we declare in the earth realm that you shall perform it for her, God. You say, you know, if anything in your name, according to your name, you will do it. Grant it right now. And Father God, we give you all praise and glory and honor in the name of the Father, Son, and in the Holy Spirit. We pray for her in Jesus' name. We pray, amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we have someone else that wants to pray with you, also a part of our Women Speak Now team. Apostle Barbara, good evening, woman of God. Let the Lord use you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, any of our other
women out there that want to speak into her life today, also dial 1. Minister Terry on the line. Anyone out there, if you need prayer, dial 1. There is a spirit of prayer going forth right now. Excuse me, woman of God, but I just wanted to put that out there so others can get involved. Go ahead, have your way.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, you heard every petition that she has on her heart, God. We ask, God, that you encamp your angels all around her, God, and you go before her. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you touch in every area of her life, God, even in her finances, God. God, move from the four corners of the earth and let money come in our hands, God. Money cometh right now in the name of Jesus. God, you said faith. Without faith, it's impossible to believe in the Lord. And so, Father, she has strong faith. And, God, you told us to put on the whole armor of God as she go down there in those different counties, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you give her the faith to reach the unreachable, to touch the untouchable, God, and to teach the unteachable. Father, you came to set the captive free in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, as she put on her robe of righteousness and her whole armor of God, to be able to withstand the evil day and having to done all to stand, God, having the law girded about with truth and the word, God, which is the truth, and the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God by pulling down the strongholds. God put on the breastplate
of
righteousness, which is faith and love, and our feet strong with the preparation of gospel peace. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I ask that you minister to her, God, in the name of Jesus, to walk in God's wisdom and his perfect will, to roll up the works, God. Roll it up, and God, then let it go. And God, as she speak, God, you open up her mouth. And when she open up her mouth, you say you will fill her mouth with the word of God in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for it, God, that we are agreeable, God. and we're walking in your will, God, and the plans are your plans, God, and not our plans. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for this sister putting on her spiritual shoes, God, so she can go, God, and in the name of Jesus, God, prepare her, God, for this trip, God. Make every need that she needs, God, let it come to pass, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, there is somebody out there that can put finances in our hands, God. Do it right now, God. No doubt, no waver, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, you said where there's two or three touching and agree, I am in the midst. And God, you said one is to put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. In the name of Jesus. And God will give you the glory and the honor in the mighty name of Jesus, because we're praying in your name, Father. And is there anything too hard? Is there anything too hard? No, there's nothing too hard. He's already paid the price. God, you've already done, God. Give her an overflow, God, in the word of God with your sweet anointing, with your anointing, God, in the name of Jesus. We have the power in our hands, and all we have to do is speak it, and it shall be done. And now, God, we just decree, declare that it's done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, you're live.
Thank you, Father. Do it right now, God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God.
Yes,
God.
Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Raise your hands.
Yes, Lord.
Put your hands in the air.
In the name of Jesus. Do it right now.
Give your hands right now. Sister Carol,
put
your hands
on. Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands right now.
Order, glory to God.
Lift your hands to Jesus right now.
Spirit. Order,
lift your hands towards heaven and tell Jesus,
thank you.
Lord.
Go ahead on and tell him thank you. Give him a thank you, my sister.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell him to thank you.
Thank
Give him a thank you, my sister. Lift your hands right now.
Hallelujah.
And tell God, thank you.
Yes, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
When the apostle was preaching about faith,
Hallelujah.
He was preaching about faith. And I heard this song that Pastor Steve and the 3 G's were singing, through the flood, through the rain, and through the pain.
Hallelujah.
We could go through anything.
Yes.
But he said, I've lost everything I had, but I still have my faith.
Yes.
And when I heard him say, I still have my faith, we must have faith.
Yes.
Because just like she said, he is a rewarder. He is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. Once you seek God, he said, you are a rewarder to those who diligently seek him.
Yes.
We must seek God, and everything else is going to be added unto us. Minister Callan, stand on your faith.
Yes,
the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that we walk by faith.
Not by sight.
And not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
We are not walking by what we see, my sister, but we are walking by what we can't see. Because what we see is only temporary. And it's going to be a matter of time before things change. It's by faith. It's by faith. Hebrews 11:1 said, now faith. Now faith. Right now faith. Not tomorrow's faith. Not next week faith. But now faith. Right now faith. Now faith.
Yes, Jesus.
What is faith? Faith is a strong persuasion of what we believe. Faith.
Yeah.
Faith. Faith. He said we must believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So we must have faith in order to please God. We must have faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. Minister Cal. You have the faith to step out on God's word. Step out on his word. His word said in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was God, and the word is God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the beginning. beginning was the Word. You got to step out on the Word of God. Step out on God's Word. And believe that He is a rewarder. Believe that He said the just shall live by faith. And we are the just. Believe. 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 Because it's about faith. Oh, what you say, Minister, Apostle Alisa, you talked about the hurricanes and all that what we see around us. But it's going to take faith for us to go through all of this. It's going to take faith. It's going to take faith. They talk about how wide and how big Hurricane Irma, how wide this thing is. You can see the eye. It can cover this station, this nation. It's going to hit Miami. It's going to do this. But let's pray. Let's
Amen.
Pray.
Amen.
And have the faith of God.
Yes.
Have the faith of God. You know what? We must pray. I always think about what Isaiah say. Pray. What the most that God did, He prayed. You know what prayer is? Prayer is the foundation of life. I say prayer is the foundation of life. Let us all come together and pray. But first we need to repent. We need to repent. Hey, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We need to repent. We need to have a repentant heart. You over here praying, and I'm not praying. We need to come together and pray. And bind every dark forces, every evil forces that's trying to come and destroy the nation, the country, the city with hurricanes. Let's pray, y'all. Let's come together as one. Come together in unity. Let's stand together. Because the Bible says when we come together, we can stand together. But divided we fall. Divided we fall. Let's come together. Come on, saints of God. Let's come together and pray and walk in faith. 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 I've been sitting here and I've been praying off and on most of the day. I've been praying and I thought about two crumps for Jesus. And I listened to them and I listened at him how he, oh Jesus, I lost everything I had, he said. But I got my faith. You can lose everything you have, but you still have faith. That's God. That's a mighty man of God. Faith. What is faith? I just told you, faith is a strong persuasion in what we believe. It's what we believe. I hope somebody listens to me tonight. Let us walk together. Let us stand together. And let us walk by faith. Let us walk by faith. Let the devil know. We come against him right now in the name of Jesus. We break his power. And Apostle Lisa, I heard you talk about fear. Fear is of the devil. Fear is torment. When the Bible said, Jesus, I didn't come to give you the spirit of fear.
Yeah.
But he said, power, love, and a sound mind. The fear is of the devil. But Jesus said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear. There's two types of fear. God didn't give us fear. But the devil want to bring fear.
Yeah.
Let's come against fear tonight together.
Yeah.
Let's burn the work of the enemy. Let him know. Let him know that we going to stand together. He said, a house that is divided cannot stand. Hallelujah, Jesus. A house that is divided cannot stand. So we must stand together. We must walk together. Let's love. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his know you in the spirit. I know you, my sister, in the spirit. And if you got outreach ministry, that's between you and God. You walk in the things of God. But we must love. I stand with you. I stand with you. I stand in the gap with you. Wherever you go, whatever you're doing, God is with you. Hey, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, bless his name. Up in here tonight. We want to give you an opportunity, Apostle. I don't know why I'm stuck on this Apostle thing with you, Lisa. But Prophetess Lisa, I want to give you an opportunity for your closing remarks. If you want to speak another word into anyone that has been on this broadcast tonight, I want to give you that opportunity before we close.
Amen, amen. I just praise God for the opportunities on tonight, and I praise God tonight that we all will come in agreement with the woman of God for her prayer request for petition and rectification. Because the Bible said in Matthew 18:19, he said, "It is 2 or 3 touching agree anything on the earth, God said that he will be in the midst of us on tonight." So I believe that we all had did it tonight, and we expected a praise report within less than 24 hours.
Yes.
That's the kind of faith I have. I don't know about you all, but I have crazy faith. I have faith on beyond measure that whatever God says, that's what I take God in his word. Like I said it earlier, when I went through some things, because the Lord told me, don't tell no one about what I went through. And because I was willing and obedient, I got the manifestation. Because the Lord gave me one word. He said, "Lisa, do you trust me?" And I said, "Yes." He says, "All I need to know." So tonight, I just encourage everybody to hold on tonight. And women of God, let's stand together as one. Unity, coming together, one mind, one spirit, one Lord. Because we all serve the same Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank God for Emmanuel, knowing that God is with us. So again, I give honor to God, and I thank you, Pastor E, for even the Lord allowing you to allow me to be on the line on August 1st, first night. I thank God for touching your heart, and I thank God that your spirit agreed with my spirit and say, she all right. Amen. I don't know about you all.
Let's go to work.
Come on.
That's it. Let's just go to work. Amen. We want to invite you guys tomorrow night for 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia. You heard that fire that she was spitting out there tonight. You get ready for tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. 6, 8, and 9 tomorrow night for 52 Weeks of Love here on the Now Network. The woman of God is on fire and ready to speak a word into you guys' life. God bless you guys. Know that you are loved. Know that you are honored and appreciated in Jesus' name. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations.